Thank you very much, Mrs. Kruse, for this additional information. So then I want to reiterate that you're invited to send your comments on the documents which were prepared for this meeting by the pre-working group, number 10 to 12. Until February, it's clear that maybe you also have to consult your experts in your ministry, and it's, of course, it's a special topic, so it will be the same also for us. So please take your time, but inform the secretariat if you have any remarks on the free documents. And furthermore, then I want to ask the audience, are there any objections to the decision that the work of the informal working group at the moment, as it is informal, will be continuing concerning the task 1 and 2, and that it will be transformed at the best case into a formal group if the decision of the ILO in January is positive. Are there any objections to this question? No, I don't see any comments, so the work of the informal working group can continue, and the group of experts is requested to inform our working party at the next meeting next autumn about the results of the work. Now we will continue with item 8, activities of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe Inland Transport Committee and its subsidiary bodies. We start with the ITC issues of interest to the working party, and I give the floor to the secretariat for a statement.